Imagine discovering that a relatively obscure German sociologist produced 70 books and 550 articles, not through superhuman abilities, but with a simple wooden box filled with note cards. This was Niklas Luhmann's reality, powered by his Zettelkasten, German for notebox. While today's knowledge workers flock to digital tools like Notion and Obsidian, Scott Schaper's Antinet Zettelkasten makes a compelling case that we've lost the true magic of Luhmann's original analog system. The book has developed a cult following among serious thinkers, including productivity expert Cal Newport and researchers who abandoned digital systems to return to pen and paper. What if slowing down and embracing analog methods could actually accelerate your intellectual development? What if the constraints of physical cards could free your thinking rather than limit it? Schaper's analog thinking journey began after experiencing burnout when his cryptocurrency company crashed following a dramatic rise. During the pandemic, he initially invested heavily in digital knowledge systems, spending over $1,300 on courses and creating 1,272 digital notes. Yet, he felt he was majoring in the minor, focusing on tools rather than thinking. His breakthrough came upon discovering Luhmann's original analog system. The experience was transformative. He wrote by hand for 12 straight hours, developing ideas rather than just formatting notes. Through studying Luhmann's digitized archive of 90,000 note cards, Schaper identified four key principles, forming the acronym ANTI. This wasn't mere nostalgia, but neuroscience. Handwriting engages neural pathways that enhance understanding. The physical constraint of cards forces clearer thinking, creating a conversation with your past self that digital systems cannot replicate. The Antinet system's four principles are analog, physical wooden boxes with paper cards. Handwriting neurologically imprints thoughts better than typing. Numeric alpha note card addresses. Each card receives coordinates like 21/3D18C, enabling communication with a second mind. Tree. Structure allowing for arbitrary internal branching, a rough structure mirroring neural networks. Index. A map for exploring your knowledge tree, providing human memorable names linked to specific locations. The most profound aspect of the Antinet is how it transforms into what Luhmann called an alter ego with whom we can constantly communicate, a second mind emerging through years of extensive work with the system. This second mind develops through long-term thought evolution and handwriting. Reading your handwritten notes from years past provides a ghost-like quality and privileged access to your past thinking, creating an internal dialogue rather than just a monologue. You can see the historical record of your reasoning and how your thinking evolved. Luhmann compared reading notes without this second mind to viewing notes without this second mind to viewing pornography versus having sex. Observers see everything, yet nothing of the true experience. Unlike digital second brain methodologies focused on productivity, the Antinet aims to develop a system where the whole becomes greater than the sum of its parts. Handwriting preserves a personal connection that digital systems cannot, transporting you to when you first captured the thought, preserving both information and consciousness. The Antinet's tree structure fosters valuable randomness through structured accidents, discovering valuable information within context. Johannes Schmidt describes it as a surprise generator, creating unexpected connections between heterogeneous concepts and systematically facilitating your best ideas. The Antinet employs four distinct note types for knowledge development. Observation notes capture immediate thoughts while reading, brief reactions and insights, like a traveler recording personal observations rather than copying a map. Excerpt notes contain word-for-word copies from texts, preserving powerful prose. Harvard College once had students transcribe textbook material specifically because it enhanced comprehension. Reformulation notes involve summarizing ideas in your own words, forcing you to truly process the material. Cognitive scientist Fiona McPherson calls this the most important note-taking skill, as it requires paraphrasing and organizing information. Reflection notes apply your own experiences and conclusions to material after rumination. Their power lies in the creation process. Thinking often happens during writing, not before. Classical scholars noted, notae propriae, notae optimae. Your own notes are the best notes. The Antonet also uses specialized notes like collectives, hub notes grouping related content, and hoplink cards, navigational aids, to create an interconnected knowledge network. Luhmann's Antonet structure deliberately aligned with human memory processes. Neuroscience confirms memory exists through neural network interactions, mirroring how the Antonet works through interconnected notes. Context functions as a foundational protocol in the Antonet across multiple levels. Each branch contextualizes thoughts while connecting to broader categories above and specific concepts below. Modern research shows context and content evolve dynamically together, not as fixed elements. The Antonet's physical nature creates powerful memory connections through external context and positional coding. Note cards transport you back to their creation moment with emotional and intellectual atmosphere. This stems from rich sensory elements, colors, diagrams, handwriting, and paper texture that digital systems cannot replicate. Research demonstrates we better recall information in environments similar to where we first learned it. The Antonet naturally leverages spatial memory through positional coding, where users develop intuitive understanding of note locations, mirroring ancient memory techniques like the method of loci used by classical thinkers. In our hyper-connected digital world, the Antonet offers a counterintuitive proposition. Slowing down can make you more productive. The deliberate constraints of this analog system, handwriting, limited card space, manual searching, deepen thought rather than merely accelerating information collection. Pulitzer Prize winner Robert Caro explains, "I write longhand to slow myself down. I think things through." His professor advised, "You're never going to achieve what you want unless you learn to stop thinking with your fingers." The analog system yields higher quality outputs in less time because you create fewer but more meaningful notes that serve as powerful cues, stamping knowledge onto your mind while preserving energy for actual writing. The Antonet isn't for everyone. It's primarily for those processing ideas from readings over decades. But for those willing to invest, the rewards are substantial. Deeper thinking, more original insights, and a true second mind. In a world obsessed with digital speed, perhaps the most revolutionary act is slowing down. Luhmann designed his system to accumulate knowledge and open up a combination of possibilities through bisociation, connecting ideas across unrelated fields. He extracted essentials from books, then built complexity through linking. The Antonet is a reduction to build complexity. Digital search limits insights by delivering exactly what you seek and nothing more. The Antonet structure forces navigation through related ideas, creating unexpected connections that spark new thoughts. Like browsing physical bookshelves, you discover books you weren't seeking but needed to find. Digital systems prioritize efficiency and speed over depth and serendipity. While excellent for storing information, they lack the capacity to facilitate the deep thinking that generates original insights. The Antonet's deliberate constraints create space for organic thought development. Digital approaches often result in vast quantities of disconnected notes. The Antonet emphasizes quality over quantity. Each card represents a refined thought integrated into the larger knowledge structure, leading to more meaningful intellectual development.